Blog Talk Radio.
If my people who are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their
I'm Come on, dear Curtis. Hallelujah. You're listening to the Spirit Alive Ministries Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Hallelujah, and good evening, everyone. This is your sister, the Apostle, a.k.a. Bishop Shalene Johnson Cook, and it truly blesses my soul to be here with you on tonight to welcome you to Walking in Virtue. Hallelujah. And to now, I would like to introduce you to your anointed host. Hallelujah. This is a beautiful sister. She is a friend, and she is a mighty servant of the Most High God. She is a co-pastor with her beloved husband, a mighty man of God, Pastor Eric Ware. I am talking about none other than my beloved sister, Pastor Dorsdale Ware. Come on in the room, beloved.
Praise the Lord tonight. God, I just thank you for being on this line again and given this opportunity. So, tonight, Radio Land, we're going to talk tonight about sisterhood.
Ooh, now, come on.
We all need to really get together in unity. That's what I'm going to say tonight. I don't care what denomination you are, we need to be sisters one to another. And I want to say we're getting ready to start a new month. The Lord bless us to see it. And I just wanted to start out with a new beginning with sisterhood. Sisterhood is a relationship between two sisters, an association, society, or community of women linked by a common interest with religion or trade. A lot of us have jobs, a lot of us don't, but we're still linked together through religion and trade. Sometimes, sisters, God brings unlikely women, yes, he does, together in some of the most beautiful bonds of sisterhood.
Come on.
The sisters God brings into our lives, maybe like a little sister, we can help mentor with love and understanding. Also, maybe like a big sister, we can look up to for correct guidance. Yeah, we all need some type of guidance.
Yes,
and
Lord.
Good wisdom. Y'all hear that? And good wisdom.
Yes.
Yes. Or they may be the best friend sister we never had growing up. As sisters, we should have a bond and a build, that bond like no other.
Uh-huh.
Trust, T-R-U-S-T, really is the key, and love. You always should want what's best for your sister, always being encouraging to her, and only want what she shares with you. You should stay between the two of you. And
all right.
And we must believe in each other. Sometimes us as women, we have trust issues where we don't trust each other. But when you're serving Christ, you should have at least one person you trust and believe.
Come on now.
That,
at least one.
Yeah, that's
on
your side. Because people are doing some undercut things, but I'm telling you, we got to have trust in somebody. But as
come
long
on,
as we have Christ in our life, yeah, hallelujah, yeah, we can sure trust him. A real sister stands with you in challenging times. She should not abandon you. She should pray for you, even when you don't know she's praying. Someone sent this on Facebook to me, and it says, always surround yourself with people who pray for you behind your back. You better know that you need somebody praying for you when you don't even know. You
Amen.
You might need some protection. You might need something, but we need praying women. Somebody said, we need praying women.
Yes.
Yes, in this time.
Yes.
And
yes.
So some of the main keys to being a great sister is we need to be loyal.
Yes, loyal.
Come on, L-O-Y-A-L. We need to be loyal. Be someone you can count on in a time of despair or need. Some people
come
turn their back on you when you need something, you know? But if you get a good sister, a good praying sister that loves you for who you are, I got some sisters like that.
Preach.
I got Bishop.
Preach, Pastor. Come on now.
St. Louis that'll pray for me at the drop of an eye. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Swear up and down. Oh, Sam, I ain't no prayer intercessor. I said, oh, but you are. She prays for me at the drop of a hat. So
yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
We must learn how to forgive as women. Forgive.
Oh, we. Say that. Yes.
We
preach.
One another and be open about the situation that hurt you. You don't go around and talk about somebody behind their back. Tell them to their face and love how they hurt you. That's how it should be.
Yeah.
And then you can pray together and work that situation out. Three is honesty. We must have honesty. Your sister needs to know you can be trusted with her secrets. Trust you to be upfront at all times. Woo! And here's another. Be compassionate. Oh, my God. Compassion just has went out the door of the people. They don't care about nobody but themselves. But when you are
serving
Christ, you got to be compassionate to your next
sister.
Come on,
sis.
You be compassionate to your bishop. You be compassionate to your mother. You be compassionate to your niece. You've got to be compassionate. Feeling or showing sympathy and concern for each other. I mean true concern. Being there for one another with love and kindness have I drawn thee. That's Jeremiah 31:3. It says, learn to listen well. Stop talking and listen.
Come on.
To what your sister has to say. You have to your sister, before giving her advice, we need to hear what they are saying before we go off and speaking in tongues and saying what God says. Listen to what they are saying to their heart before you give advice. So they'll talk to you from their heart. And they'll tell you where they're hurting. They'll tell you what they need from you. And you just listen. Tell your sister next to you, sometimes I just need to be quiet and listen. So, I am my sister's keeper. A sister keeper.
Hallelujah.
Peace. A sister's keeper pursues peace and build one another up.
Yes.
We do not tear each other down. She light. She dark. She got beautiful hair. My hair is nappy. Who cares? God loves us all.
Yeah.
And we shouldn't tear each other down. She does not render evil for evil. She consistent on showing love. That's a sister keeper. Attitude of selfless service, kindness, and good deeds. This is one way to grow your sisterhood. Do kind things for them. Love on them. Do good deeds towards them. And this grows your sisterhood. Remember, you are kind, you are smart, and you are important. In the movie The Help, where a beautiful African-American maid tells a toddler girl, which she nannies, she says this with me. You is kind, you is smart, and you is important. We as women can empower each other. Oh, my God.
Yes, hallelujah. Say that.
Hold each other's arms up. Hold our hands up.
Yes.
We're going through difficult times. Call prayer meetings. Pray on the line. Pray in the home. You know, instead of talking about each other, we got to empower each other.
Yes.
And we must help boost sisterhood with self-esteem. Oh, my God.
Yes, say that. Please say that.
Sometimes as children, we have been called different names. We have been in relationships where we have been browbeated by our mates. just things happen in schools, bullying and everything, but we need to help boost our sisters' self-esteem. And that means to encourage them never to be scared to use your voice. Or, okay, so at one time, I'm going to tell about myself, I had low self-esteem because I was heavier than some, than most. I just never felt I looked good. But one day, my mom told me enough was enough, that you are just as good as the next person.
She Amen.
Said, you are a diamond and you shine. That's what we need to tell the women.
Yes,
that,
yes.
That they are diamonds,
yes,
and you do shine. Never put yourself down because of who you think you should be. God made
Come
you
on.
In his image, and you are somebody. We all have flaws, but Psalms 139, 13, 14 says, for you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. 14 says, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
And wonderfully made, yes.
Are wonderful, and I know that full well. I am somebody. And I am special in God's eyes.
Yeah.
And we should give ourselves a hand clap right there. Yes.
Yeah.
We are wonderfully made. God took his time to make us. What?
Yeah.
Put Adam to sleep.
Yeah.
And took the rib from him and made us. So we are somebody in God's eyes. Sisterhood is about having a woman in your life who will tell you to your face. You hear that, Bishop? To your face. In love, whatever it is that you need to hear. Yeah, I got a sister like that. These are the women in our lives who are strictly upfront and honest. We want to be in relationships as sisters to where we will not feel judged, but instead
yes.
we will lift up each other in prayer. In every situation.
Yes, ma'am. That's good.
Okay, so God was talking to me about trusting. I have had issues in the past about trusting because people are stabbing you in your back after you tell them something. You got to have somebody to trust and love you that you know that's a real woman of God, right?
Yes.
That you can go to.
Hallelujah.
So
say that. Say that.
Some of us. We have trusted some and have been let down. We need
yes.
to pray to God for the right person to confide in. God will give
yes.
you peace about that person that you may choose.
Yes.
If you feel all
yes,
confused, discombobulated, that ain't who you talk to. You talk to somebody that you feel that you can have peace with and that will take your secret to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We shut down, you must shut down negativity. We as women are
yes.
constantly exposed to negativity.
Yes.
And we are held to unrealistic standards, you best believe it. Through magazines, social media, and TV, everybody ain't walking around here that's a size two, okay?
Lord Jesus.
They're small hair down to their waist.
Mm-hmm.
And
come on.
Supposed to be all that. We need to know that we are real women of God. And then we are
yes.
somebody. We are fearfully
yes.
and wonderfully made from God.
Yes.
Don't ever be afraid of shutting down negativity directly
That's right.
and honestly. Your sister will appreciate you more if you be direct and not
and
judgmental.
Honest.
See, that
yes.
makes you give a damn. Being direct
yes, say that.
Means you come to your sister and you tell her directly what you want her to know. But you don't have
right.
to be judgmental of something that
That's
she
right.
has said
Amen.
To you or maybe even done.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of people that don't come to Christ because the church judges them before they get in the door.
Come on, sis.
We have to stop judging people and leave that to Jesus.
Lord.
And love these people
My
that
Lord.
Come into our church. We must
yes.
do that. Negativity
yes.
can be damaging to your heart and mind and soul. Remember, we have to hear to uplift and encourage one another. That's what we're here for, to encourage and uplift. My question is, do you have a woman or a sister in your life who you can honestly, openly share your life with? Now, these
come
are
on.
Different sisters. Now, some women come into church, they don't have nobody that they feel that can trust. That's why you reach out to them. That's why you have prayer groups. That's why you have prayer on the line like Bishop has on her line. Prayer. We have to pray for
yeah.
each other. We have to be there for
yeah.
each other. Because
yeah.
we are going to, so, I mean, people are jumping out windows, killing themselves. And we
come on,
like,
sis.
They didn't have nobody to talk to and trust.
Come on. Tell
so
the truth now.
Alone, they feel like they're by themselves, but us as women of God, we need to be there for each other and show people love and show
yeah.
our concern.
Yes.
So the type of sisters that you may be is a loving sister, a upfront sister, a trustworthy sister, an understanding sister, a ride or die sister.
Come
a
on.
Praying sister, a caring sister, a sister of integrity, that's a big word, and a sister of peace. Now, let me tell you, we need some peace going on in this day and time.
Yes, oh, yes, we do.
People
say that.
Are stressed out. The food, cost of food going up. Gas
yeah.
high. People ain't having no place to stay. They need peace in their hearts and their minds. If we can just open our hearts and our hands to people that need help, sometimes
yeah.
you will find a whole lot of things. And have a dependable sister. I'm going to tell
yeah.
you a story. One of my friend's mother had passed away some years ago. I walk into the place, and I'm just talking to her like normal, and I hugged her and told her that I loved her. And she started talking to me and telling me what was going on. I didn't even know at that time that her mother had passed and hadn't seen her for a while. And she came around and told my mama the time that I took out with her stopped her from killing herself.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
See, you never
Glory
know
Jesus.
A smile, a prayer,
yes.
a kind word can save somebody's
yes,
life.
Yes, yes,
Amen.
Yes.
People are
Amen.
In depression. A depressive state. They don't know where to go. Hallelujah. But we know that we have a great big God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yeah. Can
say that us. Now.
And that can comfort us.
Yes.
In a time of panic, in a time of need.
Yes.
Even when
yes.
this is going on and that's going on and you might have this and you might have that. But you stand up to them doctors and you tell them, my God has the last say and the last report. I
Amen.
Am with yes.
There it is.
So many women
yes.
going through physical things in their body, you know, and they're taunted by the devil that, oh, you're going to die. You ain't going to make it. But see, they need strong women in their lives.
Yes, praying women, yes.
Yes, and pray with them and tell them, sis, you're
yes.
going to be okay. But
that's
what
right.
What I have learned when you pray the first time, hallelujah, you need to believe it. The first time.
Yes, and receive it.
Amen.
Yes, yes, yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, you believe it the first time because you keep praying and keep praying. God be saying, now listen, I died over 2,000 years ago. Got beat by his stripes. We are already healed, okay?
Yes.
So if
yes.
I take right. and I say, God, I need you to heal this high blood pressure, and I know it's
yes.
done today,
yes.
you need to walk there and tell yourself that you already healed. The
Amen.
Devil
Amen.
Confidence.
Amen. Say that,
he
Pastor.
He don't want us to have confidence in Christ.
Jesus.
He don't want us to have confidence in the Word of God. He don't want us to trust each other. He wants us to be in each other, bickering back and forth, and we are serving a great big God where we
yes.
don't have to stoop low like that.
Yes,
right.
So I just want to leave with y'all tonight that we as sisters need to learn how to love each other, pray for each other, and be for each other, there for each
That's
other
right.
in need, at a time of need and a time
yes.
of discomfort. This time Yes,
Lord.
Unity.
Yes.
Unity.
Yes.
Say that.
We
say that.
Yes.
Come
yes.
together and be in unity and love.
Yes.
Bishop,
yes.
I'm done. That's what I had to say tonight. Glory
to God. Praise God. All right. Well, Lord, have mercy. Oh, Lord Jesus. Okay. All I got to say, oh, Lord Jesus. Okay. Right there.
Yes.
Yes. My sister talked about sisterhood tonight, and I just want to praise God for the Holy Spirit that truly moves, hallelujah, from heart to heart and breast to breast. My sister, what a phenomenal teaching on sisterhood. You know, you're so right about we as women, you know, and I have some phenomenal women sitting in this studio tonight, starting with yourself, beloved. And then I have Apostle Zeta Flowers and Apostle J. Leon Travis. I just want to take
thank
a moment to thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for being those right-of-die sisters, those sisters that will stand and deliver. You don't need to be on no program. You don't need everybody to know what you're doing. You will just come and stand and deliver to the glory of the Most High God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
And I am blessed. And I am humbled. And I am grateful that God thinks enough of me to put such one.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless God.
It's all right, Bishop.
Bless God.
It's all right. Glory to God.
Bless God. Bless God.
Thank you, Jesus. Bless Bishop tonight. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Continue to bless her abundance in Jesus' name.
Yes. Cover now in the blood of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes. The blood of Jesus.
And undergird her with your strength, oh God. Holy Spirit, move.
Yes. Right now.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Father, for her. Thank you, Father, for her heart. Thank you, Father, for everything that you do through her.
Yes, Lord.
It helps open up doors and avenues for others, oh God, in the name of
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes,
that's what I'm talking about. I praise God for my ride or die sisters. I have truly been blessed on tonight. I have truly been blessed by the word and by my sisters. I want to thank you, Apostle Zeta. I want to thank you, Apostle Jay. I want to thank you, my beautiful Pastor Darcell. I want to thank you, Evangelist Michelle. I want to thank you, my beautiful sisters, just for being the mighty women of God that you are and for not being ashamed of the gospel and not being afraid to love and to reach out and to pray and to be honest. You are trustworthy. You are virtuous.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Are phenomenal, and I'm blessed that you're my sisters. So I'm going to let my sisters come on in the room and have a word tonight. We will start with Apostle Zeta. Then we will have my baby sister. We'll start with the mother, and we'll come in with Mother Apostle Zeta, and she will be followed by my baby sisters, my little sisters, my awesome sisters, Apostle J. Leon and Evangelist Michelle. Amen. Sisters, come on in the room and let's give God some more glory and praise. And thank you for praying, Apostle JBL. I heard.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
My Lord.
Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord.
Yes, God.
We thank you. Thank you, Jesus. All right, Pastor Dorsey. Apostle J. Leon, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I can hear you.
All right, well, you come on in the room, beloved, and then we'll have Apostle Zeta come in the room, okay? And then she'll be followed by Evangelist Michelle. Okay, precious.
Amen, amen. Apostle Cook and Pastor Dorsell, I came in towards the end of it, but I got the gist of everything that was needed. And it's good for us to unite together in the body of Christ as women, because if you look at the word, it was the women that was at the cross. And it was the women that rose up early to go to the tomb. And it's, you know, that today I was studying about the first female apostle, Junia. And all I could hear in my spirit was arise. And that's what I have to do, arise, connect, and unify. And anything that's united in the body of Christ cannot falter. It will stand, and it cannot be divided. Yes. I want to encourage you, just like Apostle Cook has encouraged me over the almost 15 years since I've known her. She stood by me. She's encouraged me even when, you know, some things didn't go right. Where when you think that people are not listening, that's when God is opening up ears and hearts. You opened up some things right there with the virtuosity of unity in a sisterhood, because, you know, they think women can, they think we're only good for gossiping. They will accept us as gossipers, but they will not accept us as ones of God. So we have to show them. We have to show them that no matter what they think, we have to be that living word, just like God sent his son to be the living word. And if we say that we are born again, then we have to become the living word. And we have to prove that.
We have to be that epistle.
We're the heirs. So I thank you for what I heard you speak, and I know that it was powerful, because what I heard was powerful. And Apostle Cook, thank you, and Mother Zeta and everybody else that's on this line for just sticking there and staying the course. Bless you all.
Bless you, Apostle.
All right.
Evangelist Michelle, we'll have you, and then Mother Apostle, we'll have you come on in. And if anybody else would like to have a word, please just press your 1 on your keypad, and that will let me know that you want to join the praise party. So, amen. All right, my baby Michelle, come on in the room.
Thank you so much, Bishop. I got in late as well, but I thank God for the fellowship and the good words that I did hear. As Jaylion has stated, we are more than just what people say we are. They say we're just women, and like you stated, we're gossipers. We're always stirring trouble, but we don't see the goodness all the time that we do and we create, and the people's lives that we touch when we come together.
Yeah.
We are powerful. Yeah. You know, God made us with loving, caring hearts, and that love stands for everybody. So I just thank you for what I did here, all the beautiful women and the lives that you have touched. Bishop Cook, mine being one of them, and I just, for all that you do, for pouring into women so that they can just stand firm in the word of God and reach out to others. God bless you all.
God bless you, my beautiful sister. Mother Apostle, I see you up there, area code 310. I'll be right with you. Mother Apostle Zeta, do we have you in the room now, beloved?
I'm sorry, my mute button was on. I didn't know it.
That's all right.
But I sure am here, and I'm glad I was up in here.
Amen.
Because I heard a very blessed message, and I needed that. It was it was one of those kind of stirring up messages.
Yeah.
And it just really went to me personally. And I agree with my other sisters have said also, because, you know, we often looked at as gossipers and all of that and stirring up trouble. But, you know, the thing about it is when we are godly women, and, you know, and so oftentimes when we're doing the right things, we're not noticed. You know, you know, people notice all the wrongdoing and all of that kind of stuff, and then they try to even project it onto us. But but the things that we do of God oftentimes do go unnoticed. But you know, I just thank God for Apostle Cook and all of you because Apostle Cook knows that I've been in touch with her this week because we, one of our dear sisters that I've known for 30 years, and she's been connected with me and the ministry for 30 years. And she went home to be with the Lord, and I was reaching out because after I got the news, then, you know, I had to get myself together. And because she was just like a little sister to me. She was all, like a, sometimes I felt like a mother to her. And, but when I called Apostle Cook, I got everything I needed that day. She understood where I was. She had met Sister Alta herself while she was out here on this trip. It was just good. And, you know, the message was letting us know that we need to love each other. You know, we never know what's going on with each other. We never know what's going on with the women God, the Lord puts us in contact with. And she was saying, you know, we got to reach them. You know, they may be depressed. They may be going through something. And so it's our job. You know, we that are mature and leader in leadership, we got to get to them, you know. We got to meet them where they are and then help them to become who the Lord wants them to be. So I enjoyed the message. It was good. Amen.
Amen. I'm telling you, this is the kind of praise party I love. All right, area, I'm going to address you by your area code and the last four digits of your phone number. Area code 310, last four digits 5988. God bless you and welcome to our studio. Area code 310, last four digits 5988. You're in the studio. Hello. All right. Well, praise God. Maybe she was just raising her hand and shout. That's all right there. Hey, you can hit your button to shout if you want. Hallelujah. Say now. Are you there, my sister? Okay. The Lord is good.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, is there anyone in the listen? If we have some sisters sitting out there tonight, speaking of reaching out for our sisters, I said earlier the Holy Spirit does work breast heart to heart and breast to breast. Starting next month, we do Evangelist Michelle Scott and I have a program entitled Sister to Sister, where we're going to take that one step further, and we're going to start a new program entitled Daughters of Naomi, and that will have myself, Evangelist Michelle Scott, Pastor Dorcel Ware, Apostle J. Leon Travis, and, of course, Mother Apostle Zeta Flowers. And what we're going to do is we're going to be teaching and reaching our sisters right where they're at, and we're going to be talking to them about some everyday, up-close, and personal things to try to help them to navigate this world according to the word of God. You see, beloved, we have so many older women that want to talk about the younger women, but we forget those women are our sisters too.
Amen.
You know, and then I want to ask to the older sisters, what are you pouring in to these young sisters? You're good about talking about them. You're good about talking about how many babies they have. But have you ever offered to help them learn how to cook? Have you ever offered to take one of them children off their hands for a moment? Or show them how to budget? Or show them the right and the wrong thing to do? Because you got to remember, my sisters, we have had about three generations of babies having babies. So if there was ever a time for us big sisters to be big sisters, to be loving, compassionate, non-judgmental, but honest.
That's right.
And we be there for those young sisters and say, we're not here to beat you up. We're here to show you how.
Right.
We're here
to help you be the young queen that you're supposed to be for the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
We're here to help you learn how to be self-sufficient with God alone. You don't need a man to validate you. Jesus did all the validation that you ever needed on the cross. Thank you. And they need to know that.
Amen.
You can have eyelashes down to your toes and hair up to the ceiling. Okay. But that does not beauty make if you ugly on the inside. That foul language is coming out of your mouth. If you cussing like a sailor, if you gossiping about people, if you talking like you a man. Oh, yeah, I said it. There's nothing wrong with being an independent young woman. There ain't nothing wrong with being an independent old woman. But you don't have to walk around with your chip on your shoulder to have to be that.
Amen.
You know, I love being a woman. I love that my husband be my husband. That's what God called him to be. He was the high priest of the house, and I liked him being the high priest of the house. Because his sin lined up with the will of God. Oh, I ain't submitting to no man. I ain't going to tell no man. Ain't going to tell me what to do. Well, then you're out of order.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
See, these are the kind of things we're going to sit down and we're going to go precept upon precept. Why? Because you are our sisters. We love you. We don't want to see the enemy sift you as wheat. We do not want to see this continual cycle of baby breeding women. You are too smart. You have too much going on. You have too much potential.
Amen.
Yes,
to be what they say you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, when I see you, my sister, I see God's greatest, not the least.
Mm-hmm.
When I see you, my sister, I see power and empowerment. I don't see victim.
Yeah.
Because we're more than conquerors in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
So like my sister said, it's time for us to rise up, link arms.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. Let's get real about it. Let's put it all out there. See, when you shine the light on the enemy's mess, ain't nothing he can do with you.
Amen.
Come on.
See, and Naomi's. Sometimes we I know all of us have a little bit of Naomi in us, and we got a little bit of Ruth in us. Okay, all of us.
Yep.
All of us.
Yep.
Amen. Yeah.
All of us.
Amen.
Yes. And some of us, we got a little bit of Ruth and a little bit of Naomi and a little bit of Deborah and a little bit of a whole lot. You know, there should be a whole lot of women in the Bible we can identify with.
Come on.
Amen.
Because we're sisters and we're godly women.
Yeah.
So if we want our young women and our middle-aged women to return to being virtuous women, those of us that know those of us that know that righteousness is still in the Bible, those of us that know that holiness is still in the Bible, we need to be reminded of folks.
Amen.
Okay.
Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Because you see, the Lord is going to hold us responsible. We are our sister's keepers. And every opportunity that we have to tell our sister, to empower our sister, and to enlighten our sister, and we don't, guess what we're doing? We are, my brothers and sisters, denying, betraying, and crucifying Jesus all over again. Okay?
That's right.
Amen.
So we need to get it together.
Amen.
We need to get it together. If you want to stab somebody in the back, in the front, or in the head, or in the foot, make it Satan, okay? We like to roll our eyes and roll our necks at each other. Try that with Satan. The next time he tells you to gossip.
There you go.
You know. You know, well, we like to snap each other up with our fingers. The next time the enemy tells you to go over there and look at your sister's husband, pop in his eye. Yeah, I'm going there. I'm going there. Because we got way too many sisters sitting up in the church every time the church door opens while Sister Susie Homemaker next door running off with her husband, and then they mad at God. For what?
That's some soap opera sisters right there.
Yeah.
This ain't that's the world turn. This ain't the young and the restless. This is real life here. You know, y'all got to get it together. Y'all got to get out of that Real Housewives, for them that mess you see on TV ain't nobody real.
All right. Come on now. That's it.
Now, I'm your sister. Now, I'm going to tell you what God loves, the truth. The truth.
Tear those walls down.
Because, see, I'm tired of watching Satan slap my beautiful, phenomenal sisters all up beside the head, have them walking around feeling shame, have them my sisters allow some man, some mortal, to tell them what they are and what they are not, to allow a man to put their hands on them. Oh, yeah, we going to tear some walls down, my sisters.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Amen.
I got my screenshot.
Yeah. And you know what I praise God for? And then when it's time, and see, like, okay, this is the beautiful thing, though. See, they're going to be able to work. Our listeners going to listen to us on Wednesdays and Mondays. But then, check this out. They got to come. We got on Fridays. We got...
Uh-huh.
The men of our family saying the same thing, okay? We got Pastor Eric Ware going to be all up in the house on this Friday. Then we got our brother Pastor Jeffrey Scott and Bishop Lester Carr. Oh, look, they follow us up. And
Amen.
They're going to tell you the same thing.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Yeah. Our men stand up in the room and they cover the women of this family. They don't care. Look, Brother Eric, Pastor Eric, that's my brother right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I need counsel, I call my brother because I can trust my brother. Why? Because I can trust my sister.
Mm-hmm.
And I talk to them as if they one flesh. You know what I'm saying? Because they both pastors. But I know if my sister needs my brother to do something, she'll say, go there and help sis do this, and go on over there and help your sister do this, and come on home. And he'll say, okay, babe. But that's the way he is.
Yeah.
I got a little, his voice is a little bit deeper. I can't get that deep because, you know, brother got one of them deep radio voices, but you know, okay, babe. But you know. Because, see, we ain't them kind of sisters. You know what I'm saying? Our brothers are our brothers. Our sisters are our sisters. And when we have married sisters, their husbands, we look at them as one flesh. They are our brothers. Yeah, you know, as far as I'm concerned, my mama might as well have birthed you out herself because you're that kind of brother to me. You know,
Amen.
You ain't one of them brothers that, yeah, we brothers in the light and something else in the dark. No, you my brother.
Amen.
You know, and if I see you doing something, yeah, you are busted. Because if I ever see one of my brothers, look, if one of my brothers ever lose their mind and go off the deep end,
Amen.
And I see them, I'm going to walk up on them and say, brother, have you lost your mind? And you know I'm on the phone calling sister right now. You know, we finna talk you off this leg.
Amen.
Because, see, that's real sisterhood for you, though. You know, but see, when you're godly people, you don't have to worry about all that old kind of who shot John mess.
Right. Amen.
And women, and we as sisters need to know, we can have relationships with our sisters. We can have relationships with folk and just love them. And we should not be afraid of loving them. And we should not be afraid of how people will see us. Do you know there are actually sisters in the church that are scared to hug their sisters because they don't want other sisters in the church to think they gay? Ha!
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, child.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Yes. When the word of God says, greet your brother with a holy hug and a kiss, now they scared to hug their sisters because they don't want to be seen as gay.
My, my. That's
God, now, you know the devil is a lie.
He so is.
You know, I don't care. If my sister is down, I see tears falling down her face, I don't care where we at. I'm going to hold my sister's hand. I'm going to pray with my sister. You think whatever you want to.
Right.
But when I know I am standing in the word of God, I am standing in the principles of God, and I am quoting the precepts of God, what you going to do to me?
Absolutely.
Or my sister.
Yes.
Or my sister.
Absolutely.
You got us stirred up tonight, dog. I mean, you really did, mighty woman of God. Because this has just been awesome, just awesome. And I just love all my sisters. I really do. If there's anybody, now I'm going to try this one more time. Area code 310, your last four digits of your phone number is 5988. You still have an opportunity to have a word if you would like to have one, doll.
That's me.
Yeah, that's you, Precious.
That's me. I've been pressing the one. I'm in California.
Look, I've been trying to bring you in here all evening now. Come on, sis.
Well, here I am. I'm here. Praise God. It was just a beautiful message. And if many of us, if these people, I'm an old bird, okay? I'm willing to help the young girls.
Yeah.
Because Sister Dorcel is my niece.
Amen.
And if she needs anything from me, guidance or whatever, I'll give it to her. But I'm in a facility, and it's a whole lot of young girls come around to my hospital bed, and they come in there. Miss Nolan, I'm so-and-so. My husband did this. I don't let no other woman tell you about your husband.
Come on.
Don't even go there.
Speak out of
this. She said this. You talk with your husband. And first thing, both of y'all go to Jesus.
There you go.
I enjoyed the message. It was great.
Wasn't it good? Well, sister, we so glad that you came on in and put your praise on it, and you're welcome to listen in and share anytime, and you're welcome to chime in on the panels when we have the Daughters of Naomi. You know, share your wisdom, sister. You know, that's what we want. That's what it's all about. And for me personally, my thing is, you know, if you want to see T.D. Jakes, watch him on TV, you know. I'm not interested in that. The people of God need to hear everyday people just living the word of God. You know what I'm saying? Just sharing everyday things. You know what I mean? And just telling people what God has done in their life and how God helped them through the word to overcome. Like
Hallelujah.
You said, we got to put down all this negativity. We've got to stop, you know, we've got to stop speaking death. We've got to stop going back, picking up the grave clothes. You know what I'm saying? We've got to actually start speaking life over one another and telling each other, reminding each other, girl, don't you know you fearfully and wonderfully made? What you talking about? What you mean you can't? Don't you know you more than a conqueror in Jesus? You know, we've got to start speaking life and letting them hear it loud and clear because sisters are we. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. My sisters and my brothers, you have been listening to Walking in Virtue with the dynamic and the ever so anointed Pastor Dorcel Ware. She has truly blessed us on tonight. And we pray that you will continue to walk with us right here on the Spirit Alive Network. I want to thank God for all of the beautiful sisters that spoke tonight. Yeah. I want to thank you for my ride or die Spirit Alive family, Apostle Jay Leon, Apostle Zeta, Evangelist Michelle, and, of course, Pastor Dorcel. You ladies are queens to me. You have always have a, will have a place in my heart, and to all my other beautiful sisters that spoke, whether you spoke or you didn't, we are so glad that you were here. And to our wonderful brothers, I just must acknowledge Pastor Eric Ware, who was in the, it was in the, always in the house, always covering his beautiful wife. We just want to thank you, brother, for your support always. God bless you, man of God. And for all the other brothers that were listening, we just want to thank you for your support. So on behalf of myself and all the sisters here at the Spirit Alive Network, we pray that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed week, that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do. And from our household to yours, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Join us tomorrow night for Gap Ministries Bible study at 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, where you will hear our lovely sister, Apostle Jaylion Travis, bring her teaching tomorrow. So just continue to follow us. We want you to be transformed. Have a beautiful and blessed night. Go in peace. Good night, and God bless you from all of us here at the Spirit Alive Ministries Network. You all were absolutely phenomenal. Thank you all. Good night.
Good night. Good night.